on today's episode of
The Blabber Show.
Let's leave a note here to have our editor edit this part out.
He didn't reply or nothing, so.
The whole time I kept looking around, I was like, when are we all going to die?
You look so furry and cuddly, man. Like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, dude? Cuddly now. Oh, you see?
Come on, get that shit out of here.
Get it out of here. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Kunk, kunk. Show is on. It's Monday.
Monday, my dude.
Monday, bloody Monday. Well, I mean, technically, it could be whatever day of the week for the audience.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Monday, but for us, it's Monday.
That's right, Monday. Man, I used to hate working on Mondays, you know, because I used to hate starting my week on Mondays because you just got off by Saturday, Sunday, all the drinking bids, right? But,
yeah,
you know, like now, like I'm excited to this because I get to sit here and talk with you, man.
This is what we're trying to give the audience. Hopefully they feel the same way. They're driving into work after a long Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. they just had a long week. Uh-huh. Then they had a beautiful weekend. And now they're going to have another week start up and they're killing themselves. They hate it.
Yeah.
Right? But then they put the radio on 92.3 FM. That's what we're on. And then they start listening to The Blabber Show, and they're feeling all right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what else.
What?
The band sounds tight this week.
It does. She sounds
tight, baby. The bass is like, a-goom, a-goom, goom. And then the drums are right on it.
Yeah, like, I like that, man. I like the little bass line, you know, like the... Mm-hmm. You know, just the back and forth, you know, just like makes you want to belly roll and shit, you know,
makes you want to bounce, bounce and bounce with it. We love the band. And of course, the band's name is Tons of Crumbs.
Oh,
big thanks to them.
Yeah. Thank you.
The bassist for Tons of Crumbs was the founder. His name is Timothy Crumbs. So thank you for starting the band and thank you for playing us in every single week. They do want to let us know that this week they're going to be playing at the East Los Angeles Community College Talent Show. So get out there and give them some applause or however the fuck you vote for the winner of the talent show.
Yeah, they always have the noise meter and shit. You know, whoever's the loudest, they win and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And they never use like an electronic device to measure the audibles. It just has somebody standing there. So it could be right or wrong and shit, you know?
They put their hand over the head of one band. And
yeah.
Then the audience, and then they put their hand over the head of the other band, and everybody, and people got to like pretend like they know which one is louder. There's no way to fucking tell. Are you kidding me? In that auditorium, Chris, the acoustics are terrible. So we wish Tons of Crumbs good luck.
Yes.
For that show.
Yes.
But let's get started, Chris. Again, it's Monday. But for you guys, it's any day.
Yeah. It's
Tuesday,
Monday.
Bloody Tuesday. Wednesday, bloody Wednesday. Thursday, bloody Thursday. It could be any day of the week.
Fucking, what you do this weekend, man?
Oh, Chris, I took the kids out to the lake this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, I took them out to the lake, packed the van. You know, I don't like to talk about my personal life on the show.
Yeah.
But I got six kids. We have to fill up a full-sized van. It's like a passenger van, like the kind that they used to pick up people to go to church.
Nice.
Yeah, we filled it up, took a bunch of drinks, a cooler, and we went out to the lake. They loved it.
Does the van still have the name of the church that it belonged to? Or?
Yeah. But it's in Vietnamese, so nobody can understand it. But it's still on the side.
Yeah.
And yeah, the kids had a blast. You know the kids.
Sixth kid, huh? Like, you haven't considered doing vasectomy?
Yeah, well, our doctor has talked to us about it. Obviously, after six kids, you know, they start checking in on you. Are you sure? You know, or my parole officer has asked me too. He's like, hey, you really should look into it. But I said, you know what? First Amendment, baby. I want to get to 9 kids, and I want to start a co-ed softball team. So nice. I'm still working on it, man. I'm still working on it. You know, little Brenda's getting really good at pitching, so we're hoping that, you know, we can fill out the roster with a couple more kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, and it's everybody's dream to do whatever they want with their body, you know? Like, you have 10 kids. So, like, I know some people, like, want to have a large enough family or enough kids to have, like, a football team or a team that could go heist the bank, you know?
Very normal. Yeah, very normal aspirations there, Chris. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, don't give too much away. I shouldn't give too much away. Let's leave a note here to have our editor edit this part out. But let me explain something, Chris.
Okay.
I will teach these kids to do heists. I mean, that's goes without saying, right? Because the plan is this.
Uh-huh.
You get them to learn baseball, right, Chris? Right. You get them to learn softball.
Teach them about teamwork, you know?
Teach them about teamwork. Teach them the fundamentals, catching, throwing, hitting, right?
Right.
But as we go town to town playing these other teams, you know, you go down south, you go North Carolina, you go South Carolina, you go North Dakota, West Virginia, all the states with directions in them.
Uh-huh.
As you go all over the place, you hit up these small towns, right? And guess what?
What?
Mysteriously, nobody can figure it out. Every time we show up in a town, the bank gets broken into. But they don't suspect the baseball team because they're like, oh, they just had a game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you understand that now. Makes sense. Now you that understand. Makes
sense. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, I've already got my second, the boy, Timba. I already taught him how to pick locks. You know, nice. He's got the softest fingers in the West. He can feel the tumblers on the safes. He can pick a lock. I mean, the guy is amazing. He also plays a great first base.
Nice.
Extension, you know, he's got extension.
And then who's your driver, man?
I got two drivers, Chris. I'm glad you asked. I got two drivers. The twins, bro. You know the twins. Yeah, you know the twins. Okay. David A and David M.
Okay.
All right. And it's ironic because David A,
uh-huh.
I'm teaching him how to drive a manual transmission.
Uh-huh.
And David M, he does an automatic transmission.
Nice.
Just to throw, you know, just to throw people off. You understand, Chris? Just to throw them off the scent.
Right.
But this allows me to be ready no matter what type of car we can pick up.
Right.
Right? I got my getaway driver for automatics. I got him for manual.
You know, in that movie Heat, I think that's where they failed, right? Like, when they're running around with their money in their back, you know, like, they didn't have nobody to drive, you know?
No.
They could have just got in the car, but nobody knew how to drive, apparently. They just decided to go at it with the cops, and then they slowly got picked off and died.
Yeah, they jump in a car, and the guy goes, oh, I can't drive an automatic. You see?
Yeah.
That's where you learn. That's where you learn. I got to have a kid that drives a manual. I got to have a kid that drives an automatic. It's easy. Very simple. Basic stuff. I got
now, are you teaching one of them how to do explosives? Or?
Yes. That's Cheryl.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Cheryl's my youngest, and right. Because she's so small, you see, she's so little, she can go and set up, you know, a small, like C4, let's say, in the small corner somewhere, and then boom, she's gone.
Wow. You know? I bet she knows how to do IEDs by now, no? Or no?
For sure. Yeah. She looks for potholes. You know, she looks for ditches.
Right.
She's got these sticky bombs. You know, she's very skilled. And I think if push came to shove, right?
Right, right.
Let's say we pick up a tail. Let's say we're leaving town, right?
Uh-huh.
We're leaving Raleigh, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I got a couple of cruisers behind me. You know, they're on my six.
They're closing in on you, right?
They're closing in, or maybe they're just observing, right? Right. You see what I'm saying? That you start getting that, you start getting nervous. So I said, Cheryl, code red. You know what she does? She sets up a little improvised explosive.
Right.
She's got the little detonator. Boom. Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, there's a distraction. There's a diversion.
Right.
You know, you got patrol cruisers flying all over the place. Everybody's
flipping,
safe.
Flipping cars on his back. Yeah, yeah.
After the car flips, you see the cops crawling out just to prove that they're still alive, right? But she's just detonating. Boom. Left lane. Boom. Right lane. Boom. Southbound traffic. Boom. Northbound traffic. Boom. She's got it all set up. So that just lets us
get away.
Sneak right out.
Yeah.
Sneak right out.
Who is your hacker? Like, somebody has to disactivate the alarm.
Oh, that's the middle boy, man. That's the middle boy. And you know about this kid because he's always in the computer. Every time you come over and visit, he's always just fucking click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. That's Yuki. Yuki is always, he's in there and he's just click, clack. He's in the chat rooms. He's doing code. There's like lines of code just going across the screen. Boom, boom. So if we need him.
He wears thick glasses, right?
Very thick glasses. But you never know if it's because, you know, he wants to make you think he can't see.
Ah, he's you smart. Understand? He's smart, dude.
Right. That way he doesn't have to testify, because if anything goes down, he could be like, oh, I wasn't wearing my glasses. I did not see their faces, right?
That's smart.
Just in case of emergency, he'll take down, the grid, right? Or he'll open up some databases for us, right? He'll unlock a security system. That's what I got him for.
I think you're missing an important member, not somebody on the radio, right? Somebody who knows right. when the cops are coming and shit, you know?
We're going to call him Ears. I already know that his name is going to be Ears, but he's not born yet.
Yeah, was it Ear Herenthal?
Ear Herenthal James Simpson is what we're going to call this
Ear Herenthal Simpson, there you go.
But, you know, yeah, that's what we're doing, Chris. And but, Chris, again, I don't want to get too deep into my personal life, so we'll just delete this piece. What did you do this weekend?
Oh, my dude, I'll be looking at the emails, man. Our fans be sending emails, man.
TheBlabbershow@gmail.com? TheBlabbershow@gmail.com?
Yeah, TheBlabbershow@gmail.com.
Oh, man. How many? We got a bunch of emails. I saw, like, notifications. It was just like, bloop, 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 coming through the whole weekend.
I was sharing it with you. I don't know if you saw him, but he didn't reply or nothing. So
I was busy with the kids, Chris. I was teaching. What I was doing is I was teaching all six of them how to hold their breath underwater for an extended period of time.
Nice.
Because there's a lot of underwater operations that have to happen too. You know, what if we go to San Francisco? You understand?
Right,
what if
right.
we go New York City, Manhattan?
Alcatraz Island, you know?
Alcatraz. You got to teach these kids to hold their breath for an extended period of time. Right. So I couldn't see.
Yeah, we got like 950 emails and shit.
Yeah, that's a bunch. Most of those were for Viagra, though.
Yeah, they were spam emails. Like, yo, you want to meet somebody over 50, single and hot, ready for sex. Click here.
What were our listeners saying, Chris? I think this is time for us to go to listener mail, Chris.
Yeah.
It's going to be the new segment on the show. We're going to read listener mail, Chris. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome, man. I can't wait.
All right, let's do it. Let me open up the inbox. Let me just put in the passcode here. Hold on.
Okay. I think you type 2 instead of 5.
Oh, yep. You're right. Six, 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 baby. That's how we open this. All right, Chris. I got our emails here.
All right.
You want to pick one? You want to pick, was there a good one that you read this weekend that you want to go through first?
All right, we got an email here from Johnny. He doesn't say where he's from. I wish he would done that, you know? Listeners, yeah. please send us where you're from, you know?
Johnny, what are you, stupid, Johnny? You need to tell us where you're from so that we can call it out. We're not going to give out your email address or anything like that, but at least, Johnny, from where, you know? I want to know where. What does Johnny have to say, Chris?
Johnny says, Dear Chris and Hyro, that's us.
That's me, and that's you.
Yeah, he says, I appreciate you guys' humor. You guys are funny, hilarious.
Nice.
I like the story that Chris shared, him falling down the stairs and almost dying. He says here that I relate to that story because something similar happened to me when I was younger.
Oh, so, that was a hard story for you to tell, Chris. I remember after that episode, you were inconsolable.
Yeah,
you were devastated. It was hard for you to retell that story.
Right, like I was like, I can talk for days, you know, like it impacted me that deep.
But you see the positive. Now Johnny is telling us that he had something similar happen to him. Did he tell us what happened to him, or he just said something similar happened to him?
It goes on here saying like it says I was walking down my stairs down my apartment, and my medical bills were out of this world.
My goodness.
It says my parents weren't able to pay them off and they were living on the street. God damn, this guy's sad, dude.
That's sad, Chris. That's sad. They were living on the street because they couldn't pay their medical bills. This is what's wrong with America, Chris. Yeah. Poor, you know, Johnny. The healthcare system, a kid like this, Johnny, sounds like a good kid, falls down a flight of stairs, and all of a sudden he's homeless. My goodness.
Poor Johnny.
And the thing is, they were living in an apartment, and he's still, like, how do you lose an apartment? You know, Chris, like, I understand, like, oh, they took your house, but yeah. they lost their apartment.
Well, I guess they weren't able to pay the rent and they got evicted, I'm assuming, right?
But why, you know, Chris, it's just a sad story, but why would they not be able to pay their rent because of the medical bills? It doesn't make sense. I feel like his parents should have prioritized better. How about this? Don't pay the medical bills, pay the rent, right? Because then you don't have to live on the street. But Johnny, we feel bad for you. We appreciate you reaching out. We hope that you listen to the show, but your parents are stupid. Chris, what else we got?
Yeah, this is another one for Meredith.
Oh, Meredith. I appreciate it. Does she say where she's from?
She says she's from Wisconsin.
I love that. See, I like that. A person like Meredith knows. You have to tell us where you're from because we could say Meredith from Wisconsin. Easy.
Says, very hi. Simple. So, dear Chris and Hyro, hi, I'm Meredith from Wisconsin.
Smart.
She says here that honey is not made from bee cum or bee vomit. It's actually
we got an expert on. Yes, all right, we got an expert.
Meredith goes on saying that honey is made with nectar.
Mm.
And they put in a honeycomb and it converts into honey. Thank you, wow. Meredith. Thank you, Meredith, for that fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I like when people reach out to us with information. I don't feel like I like being corrected, though. So, Meredith, how about this? Mind your own business. Mind your own business. Take those facts somewhere else, Jack.
Yeah.
The toughest thing about going into the email box was all the pictures of feet that we got from our audience. I told
you. That's right. That's right. You told me, man. And that's another big part I spent during this weekend just watching these fucking pictures of feet.
I bet you did. The most common picture that was coming in, though, were pictures of Lawrence Fishburne's feet from The Matrix. I guess apparently he shows his feet a lot in The Matrix. And almost everyone sent us pictures of Lawrence Fishburne's feet. We would like that to stop.
Yeah, please stop.
But we appreciate you reaching out. Just stop doing that. We also got another email. This one is from Mark. He doesn't tell us where he's from. I wish you did, Mark. He says on here, guys, I love your show. It's very hilarious hearing you guys talk about your past. We're going to try to keep that going, right, Chris?
That's right.
Because the funny thing about your past is the longer you live, the more past you have, right?
Right.
Think about it. Mark goes on to say, but you did make a little mistake in episode 1. Oh. And he says the name of the episode here. He said, in that episode, you said that Chris's arms went up in the air like Sergeant Barnes. He put capital Barnes. Sergeant Barnes from Platoon. Yeah, I remember saying that. That's right. Yeah. That's when you fell down, Chris. Remember you threw your hands up in the air?
Yeah, and I got shot in the back.
Yeah. Mark says, that's wrong, Hyro. What? He says, it was Sergeant Elias who was shot in the back. In Platoon, Sergeant Barnes was killed at the end of the movie by the character Chris, played by Charlie Sheen.
Ah, I'm about to say me. I was like, that wasn't me.
It wasn't. No, the character. Ah. I know you're a character, Chris, but they're talking about character Chris.
Yeah.
Mark, just a little message to you from me. Go fuck yourself, Mark. All right. Go fuck yourself, all right? We're doing a live show here, guys. We are just bing, bang, boom, bam, boom.
It's okay, Iroh. It's okay.
I don't need that, Chris.
That's what we're doing this for. We're doing this for a laugh, you know?
I don't need that in my life, Chris.
Entertaining people. Come on.
I bury those cockroaches.
Iroh, I think...
What are they going to come back with later? Oh, can you give me a free lunch? Guess what? This is America. You don't get free lunches. You don't get everything you want. This is not communist China where you can get everything you want, okay?
Hyro, I think you're being a little too rough on these guys, man, on our fans.
Rough. Yeah. Rough. Yeah. You know what's rough, Chris? Chris?
What's rough?
This podcast game is rough, all right? We're clawing and fighting for our lives here. We got Joe Rogan breathing down our necks every morning. We've got This American Life. that's constantly just looking down on us, trying to take away our audience.
Yeah.
You know, we got WTF Marc Maron pulling at our audience, trying to run us off the air. No, Chris, delete that person. And I would say, you probably agree with this, we should probably dox that person too. We should probably put this person's information out online and try to get the rest of our audience to threaten him in some way. So that's just how I feel.
I don't know if that's a good idea, man.
And hit us up. And for the rest of you guys out there online, hit us up at theblabbershow@gmail.com. Theblabbershow@gmail.com.
I don't think people are going to want to hit us up after this, you know?
They could do what they want to do. It's a free country.
Yeah.
First Amendment, right? The big number one.
Okay.
Don't tread on me. These colors don't run, right? So they could do what they want to do. All right, Chris, what outside of emails, have we gotten any other feedback from our listeners?
Yeah, we got a feedback here from Otto.
Otto, what? Where is he from, Chris?
He is from L.A. He's from L.A.
Louisiana. All right. What is he doing? In the bayou? Is he living in the bayou, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. It says
hanging
here,
out.
It just says L.A.
Having jambalaya.
Some that crawfish, that shrimp.
Louisiana's fried chicken.
Yeah. Etouffee.
Are you okay, Chris? What happened there?
I'm trying to speak Cajun, man.
Okay, I'm sure that's not how they talk, Chris.
They don't?
And we don't want to offend any of our Cajun listeners. We love your seasoning that they sell at Target. And we love your alligators. Yeah. We call them gators.
And the shrimp bro, right?
You got po' boy. You got a toothache. Go down there by the corner of Louisiana and Lafayette and get you a nice shrimp po' boy toothache, Chris.
Yeah, dude, that's
I don't
good.
Want you to offend anybody, I Chris. Do, what does Otto say?
I attempted to do something like that, but
Chris, all I heard you say was toothache. Chris is having a breakdown.
Bad.
What does Otto have to say, Chris? That's what I want to know. Otto down in Louisiana, the bayou country.
He says, guys, how do you guys know that Pooh was a female or a male?
Oh, yeah. Episode one.
Yeah.
He's taking us back to episode one. We were asking.
Yeah.
What Otto's saying is we're asking all the wrong questions because we were asking where does Winnie the Pooh get all his honey, right? Where does he get the jars of honey? Otto makes a valid question. He's making the right inquiries.
Right.
Is Winnie the Pooh male or female?
I guess to be safe, we should just refer Winnie the Pooh as they, right?
Well, let's break it down though, Chris. So first of all, Winnie, male or female name?
That's a female name.
I think so, right? Because Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years.
Winnie Houston, right?
Winnie Houston. There's Winnie Houston from music. I think it's Whitney Houston, Chris. I have a feeling it's Whitney Houston.
I always said her name was Winnie. So.
Because you always say it with a Cajun accent, Chris. That's what we love about you, Cajun accent, boy. Oh, mon ami. Listen, but there's also the name Winston. Could his name be Winston the Pooh? And his friends know him for so long that now they call him Winnie? You never know, Chris. So I think you're right. The safest thing to do is to call them they. Use the them they pronoun.
But Hiro, isn't that a little bit confusing if you're just referring to everybody as they?
Well, you don't refer to everybody as they. Just Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Just Winnie the Pooh.
But then again, like how do you know the person wants to be referred to that?
You got to ask them. You say, Winnie the Pooh, what do you want to be referred to? You got to look, see, but now we have to look back through the literature. We got to go back through the books and see what, you know, did he ever have a conversation with Tigger? Did he ever have a conversation with Eeyore? Maybe something behind closed doors where he was talking to Kanga or Roo about how they felt their gender should be discussed.
Yeah, or Christopher Robbins, right?
He won't talk to Christopher. I mean, Christopher Robin is such a right-wing fascist. He won't want to hear anything about it.
Yeah,
that's the type of stuff that Winnie keeps between close friends and confidants. Okay, so let's look back through the literature, and I'm gonna have here's something for you, Otto.
Uh-huh.
How about you go back through the literature and you tell us what you find, and don't go like, oh well, right here it says he. in this thing. No, I want to hear it from Pooh Bear themselves. No,
but Hyrule, let's walk this through, man. Let's say Winnie the Pooh is coming down your path, right? You never met him. You don't know anything about his past, you know?
Right.
How do you introduce yourselves? Like, you just say hi, like, what's your name?
Yeah.
Okay. But then the other supposed
you
to be...
You answered your own question, Chris. Exactly.
Right. No, I get it. Like,
okay. you just set up a weird scenario in which this is perfectly simple. I say hi.
Uh-huh.
I'm Hyro.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
And this is, I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Hey. Right? Winnie the Pooh?
All right, I'll be
you
want to
be Hyro now, Chris? That's not how you're turning this hypothetical into. Okay.
Let's do a little bit of role play, man.
Okay, like, what is it that you want to be? And where are we? Are we in a bakery? Are we in a subway? Are we waiting for a train? Where are we?
Let's say we're at Barnes & Noble's.
All right, we're at a Barnes & Noble's bookstore. For those of you that don't remember Barnes & Noble, this is a bookstore. And a book was a physical object with leaves of paper in it. And the paper had words on it. And you can use those words to try to understand what the author was trying to convey.
You'd be the Winnie the Pooh and I'm Chris. Yep.
All right. Which Chris? Christopher Robin?
Yeah, I'm just Chris, all right? This is the way that Chris. I don't want to complicate this so much.
I got it.
All right. I accidentally bump into you, and I said, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Yo, bro, sorry. How did you not see me here? I was standing here the whole fucking time. What do you mean you didn't see me? I was standing right here holding my book, and you're over here bumping into people. You need to back the fuck up, bro.
My dude, you gotta slow down a bit.
Hey, dude. What you talking about, dude? My name is Winnie the Pooh. Okay, get your shit straight. Back up 6 feet.
All right, I guess. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, you got that right, Winnie the Pooh. Looking at me with your eyes like that. Why are you making your eyes all big? Winnie the Pooh. What, did I stutter? Winnie the Pooh. Back yourself up.
Yo, this shit backfired. They're like, that's it, huh? That's it.
Yo, backfire. You want to see me fire off, man? I'm going to come back from the car, and you better not be here is all I'm trying to say. I'm going to open up the trunk.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to open up the trunk. You're going to see me slip something in my pocket. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Jesus.
Back the fuck up is what I said. Back the fuck.
Violent.
Back
up. Fucking violent.
Back up.
You look so furry and cuddly, man. Like, what the fuck happened?
Oh,
dude?
Cuddly now. Oh, you see? This is what happened, see? Yo, Tigger, I see you Tiggers, you standing right there. You see how they talk about us, right? You see how they talk about us, right? You thought it was all good, now we're cuddly, right? Okay.
Look, how about this? You know?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, furry, right? Oh, we're all furry, right? That's what we are. Okay, look. Look, like I said, I'm going to just run back to my car. Don't move. How about that? How about don't move? Watch you be ice cold in a minute. Damn. And scene. See, Chris, that wasn't so hard.
Dude, that's very hard, dude. Winnie Pooh was very confrontational in that fucking scene.
How do you know he's not? Right? That's the reality of life, Chris. Sometimes you need to understand how to communicate.
All right, Chris,
this is what we want to get across to our audience is communicate. Get better at communicating. Be open-minded. Don't throw out your own internal assumptions out into the world. Because the world, guess what? The world might clap back.
But what do you think about my response, though? Is that good? Or?
It's terrible, Chris. It's terrible. But we'll teach you. As part of this show, we're going to teach you how to get better at things like that. And hopefully the audience learns, too. But first, Chris, the audience is going to learn about our sponsors because we got to go for a quick commercial break.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The boys need a break. They'll be right back.
Sponsor time. This is when we talk about our sponsor. And today's sponsor is a special one. These are the guys that keep the microphones hot, the studio running, the AC on full blast. And this is Mauricio's Auto Repair. Now, Mauricio's Auto Repair has been around for a long time.
Hyro, yeah? I have a better product here that might fascinate our listeners a bit.
Oh, you do? Go ahead, bro. Go for it. What do you got?
I have these nutritional bars, these health bars that's supposed to help you kickstart your metabolism and help you burn fat.
Oh, very nice, bro. I love that. We love to hear that because obviously you and I, we are always watching our weight, and we got a lot of listeners out there that are concerned about their weight. So this is fantastic. Tell us about it.
Well, it comes with three amazing flavors.
Okay. With me, Chris, I got to tell you, with me, I'm okay with health bars. I'm okay, but the flavor's got to be just right for me, man. You know what I mean? Because if the flavor's right, I'm in. So what are the flavors?
You'll love these. You'll definitely love these. The first one is salmon and cream.
What?
Salmon and cream, my dude. It's fucking okay. Bomb. It's delicious. Don't knock it until you try it.
Oh, good point. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I got to try it. What else you got?
Second one is salmon and vanilla.
Chris, salmon and vanilla? That doesn't sound good.
We're calling it salmonella.
That's a mistake, Chris. I don't know if you guys should call it salmonella, man.
And lastly is salmon.
Is that just the flavor of salmon?
No, it's salmon and almonds.
Oh, Chris, that's a bad thing.
All right, with a brand new recipe, these have 30% more sodium.
Oh, Chris, that's not good for people, Chris. Sodium is not... Why would you want to sell some with 30... Oh, my God.
Well, if I don't sell them, man, they're going to come after me, man.
What?
They're going to break my legs, man.
Who? Who's going to break your legs?
My uncle.
What? What happened, Chris? I don't understand what's going on. Why?
Well, he introduced me to the business. He promised me that I'm going to get rich. And if I don't get rid of these cases, it's going to break my legs, he said.
Oh, dude, we can't have that. All right. Look, sorry, Chris, but okay, we got your back, bro. Yeah. How many of these do you have to sell?
I got like 30,000 cases.
Fucking Chris, dude, that's too much, Chris. Where do you keep 30,000 cases of this stuff?
I got them in my garage, and it's packed full, man. It's packed to the ceiling, and
oh shit, Chris. I guess how do our listeners purchase this stuff for you?
Oh, that's a good question. My uncle tells me that you have to go drive down to Avalon on 56, make a right.
Okay.
And you're supposed to hand the money to a young boy, drive up the street further up, and somebody else is going to meet you and hand you over the product.
Chris, that doesn't sound legit, bro. I feel like no one's going to want to just drive down a dark alley to buy some of these bars. Are you sure this is safe?
Yeah, it's my uncle, man. He said that nobody's going to get hurt and he's family, you know?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know if I'm comfortable sending my audience out to get some of those health bars.
Come on, man. Just help me out, man. I mean, help me sell these motherfuckers, man. You're not going to have a co-host. You're going to have a co-host in a wheelchair. Like, I want to have my legs, man. I want to be able to walk, you know? Come on. I got to the end of this week, man, to get rid of these protein bars.
All right, Chris, look, how about this? Uh-huh. We take some money out of the podcast and we just purchase the protein bars out of that. All right. Yeah. That way we can just get it out of your way. How does that sound?
Cool, man. I appreciate that, man. I would love that. Thanks.
All right. Cool.
There are $250 per case.
Bro, what the fuck? Shit, Chris.
Yeah, man. Come on, dude. Just help me out, dude. Please.
Fucking A, dude. That's all the money we have, Chris. But okay, let's just do it, man. I don't want you to get in trouble. We'll just give your uncle the money.
Oh, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Yeah. We'll take care of it.
Cool. How about the protein shakes?
Ah, oh, fuck that. No, let's just go back to the show.
You asked for them? You got them. Back to Chris and Hyrule.
Can I talk about something real quick, Chris?
Yeah, go ahead.
When we went to commercial, usually what we do when we go to commercial is both of us go to the bathroom together.
Uh-huh.
And here at the Spotify building, there's three urinals,
right?
In our nearest bathroom. Like Joe Rogan has his bathroom like all the way over there, and then the music artists have their bathroom over there. But our bathroom has three urinals.
Right.
You ran straight into the bathroom and you got into the middle urinal, Chris. What type of bullshit is that? So then I had to stand next to you. That was just kind of fucking weird.
It goes back to space, right? I need my space for my shoulder because I'm so fucking wide, yeah. Right? Otherwise, if I go to the far right where the wall is at, like, then I feel like constrained. Like, I got to pee sideways and shit, you know?
Right. How do you think I feel? I had to stand next to the wall and next to you. It was odd. Okay? That's basic urinal etiquette. It's like politics in America. You have to pick a side.
I can see how fucked up it is, you know? Like, I mean, taking the middle side. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, that was fucked
Did I get any piss on your shoes by any chance?
Dude, you didn't put your dick away until you were like halfway out the door too. Like, yes, you got piss on my shoe, on the floor, down the all the way to the end. Like, I don't know if people heard this right before we came back from break, but you could hear my shoes squeaking all the way into the studio because there's piss all over it, Chris. I don't think that's right, Chris.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Right. Shit.
Let's try to do better, Chris. That's the goal for our show and for the audience. Is let's try to do better.
I'll keep that in mind for next time.
Keep it in mind. Thanks, everybody, for staying with us. You've picked our side is what I like to tell the audience because they stayed with us through the commercials. And most of that was so they could hear the news from Big Chris. But before we get to the news, there's another thing that we have to cover that we've promised the audience, and that's traffic and the weather. So traffic for today, it's going to be a little heavy in the morning, everybody. There's going to be a little bit of bumper to bumper, a lot of congestion. Midday, it's going to thin out a little bit. Lunch hour, maybe a little more congestion. Definitely later in the day, in the evening, it's going to be packed. But guess what? Middle of the night, wide open. Wide open. So that's your traffic for today. And the weather for today, it's looking good out there. It's looking good.
That was a great report there, Hyro.
Of course. Chris, take us to the news, big man. What's going on in the world? I know there's a lot going on abroad. There's a lot going on domestic. There's a lot going on with the markets, with entertainment, with just everything, Chris. What is the news that you're going to cover today on today's episode of The Blabber Show?
Marvel just came out with a new movie, you know?
Oh, right.
And it's like the best grossing movie ever since COVID because, you know, because of COVID, everything.
It used to be that COVID was the biggest selling movie, but now, what's the movie?
Yeah, now it's Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. I had to go see it myself, you know. I was right. one of those individuals. I want to go see it, you know. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. It had a lot of action. It had a lot of unbelievable stuff. Like, is that really possible? You know, like, right. You know, like I was tapping the person next to me, like with the shoulders. Like, hey, man, like, so with this, man? Like, I was just shaking my head. You know,
this is not gonna happen here.
This is not happening. This is never gonna happen in real life. No. You know.
What did the person next to you do, by the way? Did they change seats?
Yeah, he kind of like scoot over and changed seats. Like, you're too close.
See,
man.
We talked about urinals, Chris, but I know you do that at theaters too. It's like wide open. There's empty seats all over the place, but you always sit next to somebody. Why is that?
Well, I guess I don't know. It just feels comfortable, right? Like, I don't know. Like, might I feel comfortable for the other person, right. But to me,
it's a communal experience for you to go watch a movie. You want to have company.
Exactly.
You want somebody with you. Just so
exactly.
If things get too wild, too over the top, too outlandish during the movie, you can bump them with your elbow and go, psh, no, that's not going to happen. That's that right there. It's not going to happen.
So that's what ended up happening, man. I saw a movie and I saw the scene where at the very end, where the Sky City, I guess, they have the city.
Hey, spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. I got to give my audience a spoiler alert. At the very end where they have this like city, like floating on the sky, you know, they have like all these towers and it's pretty large. Like it's a spaceship, right? But like form of
was
a city,
it in outer space?
No, it was not an outer
so
space.
It was like a spaceship then.
It was an inner space, you know.
Inner space, is that something in your soul? Is that like a religious thing that you're talking about? What is inner space?
Inner space is just inside the atmosphere, you know.
Right, right. We call that the sky usually.
Okay, I guess. So at the very end, they have to destroy the sky and everything is falling apart. Mm-hmm. And Scarlett Johansson jumps after her sister. Meanwhile, she's being attacked by this helicopter and all his shenanigans and shit.
My
which
goodness.
Is like, come on, this is too much. This is too much. Too much explosion. Everything is falling apart. And then somehow she gets to this fucking a parachute, right? She
okay.
She's diving to the parachute. She gets it. She puts it on and she saves her sister.
Okay.
And they land and no broken bones, you know, no, not a scratch. The makeup is still intact, you know.
Right.
And they get up all easy, like, oh, everything's okay now. And perfect.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I noticed that in superhero movies, you don't see people get sweaty.
Never. Never.
Which is ridiculous because I get sweaty just bringing in the trash cans every week. But these people are fighting and punching and jumping and parachuting. But it's always dry as a bone up there in the forehead.
Not even the sweat on the brow and shit, you know?
Psh, nothing. nothing. So that's the hardest to believe for me. Is that what you were telling the person next to you? You were like, eh, they're not sweating enough. Is that what you were talking about?
No, I was just like the whole scene where that she was just diving, like, you know, fucking dodging all these parts. And besides, when they land, not a single piece of fucking of the fucking platform, you know, the fucking city thing, mm-hmm. that was self-destructing, didn't land on anybody, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, it was just bullshit, you know?
So when you go to see Marvel movies, you're looking for reality, Chris, right? You're looking for, like, you want to go in and see what you see in the outside world when you go to see Marvel movies.
I mean, it's a certain extent of reality. Like, I get it, that's a superhero movie, right. You know? But, like, come on. That's come on.
We call that Come On with Chris.
Come on, get that shit out of here.
Get it out of here. Really, you're not sweaty? Come on.
Makeup intact? Come on.
Gosh, my goodness. Yeah, you know? I think this is going to be the next big hit for our shows if you do this segment every week. But at the end of the day, what people want to know and what people are monitoring from this podcast is, do you give it a thumbs up or give it a thumbs down? Or how is it that you review your movies? How do you give it a good or bad score?
I go by stars, you know.
Oh, you do stars. That's original.
Yeah. To me, it gets 3.5 stars.
Chris, why do you think stars are so popular when it comes to rating things? Why stars? Why don't people say bars? You know, when it comes to cell phones, people are always thinking about bars. Why with movies and restaurants and hotels, why do they use stars?
That's a good question, man. I never thought about it, man. Well, I guess stars, you know, since you were a kid, you know, like, mm-hmm. you've been taught, you know, like, oh, you get a star for doing good, you know?
Ah.
People will end up translating that into, like, businesses, you know?
Okay.
Like, then the 5 stars compared to 1 star... You 1 star meaning you're shit, 5 stars you mean you're great. I think that's how it started. I think I blame the fucking kindergarten teacher just for introducing the star system to us.
If that's true, uh-huh. when you were in school, your teacher always gave you a star. So what your teacher was trying to say was that you're shitty? Like, she should have given you 5 stars?
I guess I was being shitty because I only got 1 star.
Yeah, no, bro. I was asking you because my teacher always used to give me 5 stars right across the top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big man. And then it was rough when she wanted to do 1/2 stars. Like, sometimes she would give me 4.5 stars. She had to tear the little sticker. She had to tear in half. You could see the little, like, fibers of the sticker that she tore.
Nice.
But you only got 1 star? You're a piece of shit, Chris.
Yeah, I only got 1 star. And it was always for attendance and shit.
Oh, the easiest thing to do? Show up.
Yeah. Like, because my coloring was fucking shit, man. I can never stay in the lines and shit.
Come on, Chris. Why not hearts, Chris? Why not triangles? Why not circles? Why not 5 trapezoids? Why does it always have to be stars? Change that, Chris. You could be the change that you want.
Okay.
Change your movie grading system. What are you going to use instead of stars?
I guess I'm going to use 5 hot dogs.
There you go, baby. What kind of hot dogs? All beef?
Bacon wrap hot dogs,
yeah.
My dude.
Which makes sense because that's what people eat at the movies. So how many bacon-wrapped hot dogs are you giving Black Widow by Marvel?
I said 3.5 stars, so I'm going to stick with
3.5. How do they? Are they 1-for-1? Like, do the stars always line up to the hot dogs, or is it a little different? Like, is there an exchange rate between stars and hot dogs?
Nah, I think it's going to be the same.
It's 1-for-1.
1-for-1.
Okay, so 3.5 hot dogs for Scarlet Witch.
Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Hey, isn't that weird, too, that there's a Scarlet Witch in the Avengers, but it's not played by Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
She played Black Widow, but her name is Scarlett. Do you think that's a mistake, Chris?
I think so. I think they should cast their actors according to their names, right? To the characters,
exactly. Because what's gonna happen when you're filming, the director's gonna go, hey Scarlett, you need to be more passionate, and then Scarlett Johansson's gonna be like, me or Scarlet Witch? You know, it causes confusion.
Yeah, it does. I can see the confusion happening right now. Like, what's the name of fucking Chris Evans?
Captain America.
Captain America. What's this Captain America? Captain Rogers, right?
That makes sense.
I guess that would be Mr. Rogers, right? From the neighborhood?
Right. So you would want Fred Rogers for Mr. Rogers to play Captain America in the Avengers?
That's what makes sense, and that would not cause as much confusion.
Not a lot of confusion. They would go, hey, Mr. Rogers, like, duck, and then he would duck. And then right before every big battle, he would, like, look at the camera, and he would go, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Kunk, kunk. And then they do the sound effect. Kunk, kunk. And he would take off his shoe. He would put his shoe back on.
And he will have a sock puppet, you know?
Yeah, he would have, like, here's Prince Friday. And Lady Abigail, or whatever the fuck it was. And he would have it in his hand when he would do a flying punch.
Yeah, or just, he'll have the finger puppets. I don't know if you have the finger sleeves. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. Like, right before there was a big fight scene, he would run to the kitchen and feed the goldfish just a little bit.
And at the end, every fight, he would, like, change his fucking sweater, you know?
Yeah, he's like, this sweater is too sweaty because we sweat. And that would make it better for you because that way it's more realistic, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, more sweat, you know, more actual blood, you know, like actual bruises on your face, you know?
You want to see Mr. Rogers bloody.
I want to see Mr. Rogers fucking limping, dude. I want to see that guy fucking holding his head, you know, like fucking devastated from being smashed against the car.
I'm hearing something in my ear here from our producers. He's saying Mr. Rogers is dead. He's saying Mr. Rogers died almost 10 years ago, so...
Oh, shit, 10 years?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that movie coming out anytime soon.
Spoiler alert, too.
Spoiler alert for audience. If you were trying to figure out and kind of wait to see what happened with Mr. Rogers, spoiler alert, he's dead.
Has it been really 10 years that he died?
It's been a long time, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's been a long time. Let me see.
Well, at least the guy from Jeopardy is still alive, you know?
Oh, yeah, Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to see him going strong because, like, you know, he has just this charisma when it comes to, like, oh, wait a second. Hold on a minute. I got the producer. The producer's in my ear here. Hold on. Uh-huh. When was that? Oh, yeah? Okay. Chris, spoiler alert. Alex Trebek is dead.
No!
Yeah, he died. Spoiler alert again to anybody that was like, I'm gonna wait to see what happens on Jeopardy on one of the later seasons. He's dead. He's not alive.
God damn.
Rest in peace.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Chris. But yeah, I mean, some people say death is a part of life, you know, Chris. You know?
Yeah, it's sad. Sad.
Yeah. You know who could help you process this pain and help you work past this?
Who?
Mr. Rogers. So let's see if we could try to get Mr. Rogers on the... Can we get him on the phone? Hold on. Wait a second, Chris. I'm getting the producers in my ear again. Oh, he said we just talked about Mr. Rogers being dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, man.
Spoiler alert for the podcast. If you went to this part of the podcast and haven't heard the beginning of the podcast, spoiler alert, we talked about Mr. Rogers already being dead. So my producer's just reminding me of that, Chris. Sorry about that.
Damn, that sucks, man.
Sucks. We lose him so young.
Yeah.
You hate to see young people like Alex Trebek and Mr. Rogers pass away.
Devastates me, man.
Non-COVID, too. Now, every time somebody passes away, you hear about them dying, you go, was it COVID? Was it COVID?
Automatically, right? You ask, like, was it COVID? Was it COVID?
Yeah, was it COVID? Was it COVID? And if it wasn't, then you go, thank God. Thank God it wasn't COVID.
Hey, thank God Tom Hanks didn't die because of COVID.
Bro, Tom Hanks. Dude, I was just thinking about how many things Tom Hanks has been in. That fool was in Toy Story.
Saving Private Ryan.
Forrest Gump.
Big.
Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo.
Was he in that?
No, Chris. This is going to become a competition, bro. Let's go. I'm going to start naming all kinds of shit. Saving Private Ryan.
I said that already.
We didn't say that. We couldn't say it twice, Chris. You know what I'm saying? We didn't say that. You got to tell me the rules. What are the rules to the game?
All right, you got Mel then.
I do?
No.
Should I go outside? Should I go check on it?
That's the movie that Tom Hanks came out.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Damn.
Now what? Going
school, school.
You ready?
Damn.
That's right, son. Okay. The fans are clamoring. They're ready for us to play this game, but we got to put a pause to it because we got the rest of the show that we got to do, Big Bang.
That's right. That's right. I got a little distracted.
We're going to keep going with the show. And then, Chris, whenever you think of a Tom Hanks movie, you just shout it out.
Okay.
You just shout it out. That's how we're going to play this game. And that's how we want our audience to play this game. As they're listening to us talk about something else. Oh, that's right. So we just want people to just shout it out as soon as they get the opportunity, the terminal. And when they're going to, can I tell, Chris, let me tell you something about, do you remember the terminal?
Yeah,
we saw that.
We just went to go see it in the movies.
We went
dude.
To see. Okay,
what a disappointment, dude.
You know who I picked that movie too.
I'm gonna know.
Let me tell this. This is another story from high school, and it's gonna piss people off, and it's gonna give away our age because the terminal. People can look it up and figure out what year it came out. But we went to the movies with like a bunch of friends.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we went up to the, we didn't know what we were going to watch. I think it must have been summer or maybe we were ditching or something. And we go up to the box office to buy the tickets, and they have all the movies up, right? And then one of our friends, she goes, oh, Shrek. Like, I don't know if it was Shrek 2. I don't know if it was Shrek 3. But she was so happy with Shrek that in my head I was like, fuck this. I was like, no, we're not gonna fucking watch Shrek. We're gonna watch The Terminal. This must have been a shock to the people working the box office. It must have been a shock to the entire like movie industry that a group of high school kids, when given the option as to which movie they were gonna watch, they chose The Terminal. Do you remember anything about this movie, Chris?
I remember when we sit down and I was like, what the fuck is this, man? Yeah. It's about a dude getting stranded in the fucking airport because his country's at war and he doesn't have the citizenship to leave the airport. Otherwise, he gets deported, right?
Is that what it was? Fuck, yeah. That's more than I got out of it, Chris. And I knew from the beginning. I thought, okay, this is going to be a smart movie for us to watch. I knew it wasn't an action movie, but I just didn't want to watch Shrek because I said, I'm a grown man. So yeah. I don't remember any of it. The whole time I kept looking around, I was like, when are we all going to die? Part of me was like, I hope that we all just die. Speaking of like, death is part of life.
You kept looking at the old elderly couple in front of us. Yeah. And like, I think they're going to choke on that popcorn and I'm going to have to resuscitate him, you know?
Let's make this exciting. I said,
yeah, you were like tapping, like, you know, is that baby crying? Is he okay? Yeah. Is he choking on something? Yeah. I'm like, no, dude, just watch the fucking movie. Yeah, dude.
I was so freaking anxious. I'm like, we need to do something to salvage this day. It was rough, but you actually took a lot out of it, Chris. It sounds like you enjoyed the movie.
I didn't enjoy it. I was just pissed off because I was waiting for something exciting to happen. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Nothing.
You know, like I was actually paying attention. I pay for a fucking movie. So that's what you do, right? You pay and you pay attention. And you watch the fucking film.
Nah.
And that's exactly what I did.
I didn't, bro. The whole time I was in a fog in my head.
By the way, your choice of movies fucking sucked, dude. Because we also went to go see that Johnny Depp movie where he becomes Secret Window? Yeah, Secret Window, dude. Oh my gosh, you fucking suck too. That was your fucking idea.
That was a piece of shit. That was different. That was different because I was with my girlfriend at the time. And I think it was the opposite of the first one, or probably the exact same thing, where in the first one, the girl was like, I want to see Shrek. And I was like, fuck you. You're going to see this. And in this one, I feel like I wanted to show my girlfriend, like, see, we're going to just watch a movie based on a book. Okay, nah. let's show that we're adults.
Nah, dude. She was into Johnny Depp, and you were trying to satisfy her.
She liked Pirates of the Caribbean, I think.
And that fucking movie sucked too, man.
Did we see Pirates of the Caribbean together too?
I don't remember. I remember Secret Window.
We saw Saw. Didn't we go see Saw together?
Yeah, we saw Saw with your girlfriend too, man.
That was a good option. That was my choice, I believe.
Yeah, I thought we saw the first Saw, so I didn't know anything about Saw, you know?
The first Saw was a classic, dude. Like, People don't know this now, but the first Saw was like a classic. And to watch it in theaters was nuts. It was pretty good.
It was. It was fucking intense. But I wasn't expecting that mindfuck. Like, goddamn, like, you gonna make a guy cut his fucking foot?
The last time I had seen a mindfuck like that, it was The Terminal. When we were sitting there. And I was like, what the fuck is going on with life? Like, why is he in a airport? And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, the anguish that he must be going through, stuck in an airport. People are flying everywhere. People are going to different places. He's confronted by everyone's freedom while he's stuck in this limbo. Okay, I got that. Now what? You know, now what's going to happen? It was the biggest mindfuck. We could have been watching Shrek 2.
It was the biggest fucking waste of time. That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was. But anyway, guys, if you come up with any other Tom Hanks movies, or if there's anyone in the audience that remembers any bad movie choices that I made in high school, please email us at theblabbershow@gmail.com, theblabbershow@gmail.com, because the show's over. Chris.
That's right. We gotta playing go. The music.
Music is playing.
That's our cue.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is it. It's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Blabber Show. Hira, what's our Twitter?
At Blabber Show.
And hit us up on our email account if you have any feedback or any questions or anything, concerns, fuck it. We'll make sure we ignore it at theblabbershow@gmail.com.
Nice, theblabbershow@gmail.com. And again, if I've made some great movie selections, let us know. And no more pictures of Lawrence Fishburne's feet, please.
Yeah, please. That's it. No more of that shit.
You gotta go. All right, see you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.